Brilliance Audio presents The Angry Hills by Leon Uris, performed by Will Dameron. Part 1. 1. Only 5 days ago, the Kifisia Hotel had been almost deserted. Now it bulged with British Empire troops. In the lobby, a crowd in khaki uniforms set up a steady bass hum in the variety of tongues of an international army. The uniforms were of the same drab wool, but the shoulder patches told a story of the gathering of Aussies and Britons and New Zealanders and Arabs and Cyprians and Palestinians. From the bar, which stood to the right of the lobby, there came a continuous tinkle of glasses, intermittently punctuated by the clang and sliding drawer of the cash register. Over in the corner by the window, a lone civilian sat slumped in an overstuffed chair, oblivious of the hustle and bustle about him. His feet were propped on the windowsill, his hat was shoved down over his eyes, and an unlit pipe hung upside down from his teeth. He wore an expensive but unpressed tweed suit, which looked quite in place, and his heavy wool tie was loosened at the throat. He was neither awake nor asleep, aware nor unaware. He was a study in boredom. Perhaps, if you moved in literary circles or were just an avid reader of minor novels, you would recognize him on sight. Michael Morrison, an American, was one of those bread-and-butter writers found on every publisher's list. A writer with a small but faithful band of readers, which grew slightly with each new work. The income from his 4 books had been augmented by regular contributions to magazines, and he had written himself into a steady and comfortable income bracket of about $15,000 a year. It had not always been this way, to be sure. Morrison's rise was the typical writer's story of many years of struggle for acceptance, bitter disappointments, and the rest of the frustrations and fears that plague that supposedly charmed profession. A chorus of singers from the bar caused Morrison to stir. He yawned, shoved his hat back, and glanced at his watch. It was still some time before his appointment. He dropped his feet from the windowsill, arose and stretched, and went through the business of lighting his pipe, still ignoring the assemblage of soldiers. Even at the age of 35, he showed traces of his earlier athletic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?